Lydverket på P3.
In the 90s, I started to get this reputation as the man who shot the 70s. I go, well, I didn't shoot Karen Carpenter. You know, there's a lot of people I didn't shoot, but I shot certain people, including the Ramones, including Blondie, including Talking Heads, including the first Pistols of Sex Pistols. So I got a big bite on all that punky stuff, too.
Do you like the nickname?
What nickname? The man who shot the 70s. I did for a while, it bothered me, but I thought, well, I shot the cutting edge of the 70s.
Mick Rock har tatt bilder av de største musikerne, men de aller mest kjente bildene av trekløveret David Bowie, Lou Reed og Iggy Pop. Bildene hans dekker coveret på Reeds solodebut Transformer, og The Stooges sin tredje, Raw Power. På utstillingen henger I tillegg til coveret av Lou Reeds første og Iggy Pop som lager en bro med kroppen sin, et bilde av de to som henger sammen med David Bowie. Ifølge Mick Rock det eneste som eksisterer av de tre sammen. Og det var Bowie som introduserte ham for de amerikanske rockerne.
David was really the glue, because he was a true fan. And he would talk about these to promote them.
Mick Rock startet som fotograf da han hørte Bowies plate Hunky Dory.
Just that moment that became so significant. And I just happened to have certain obsessions that I was following.
Og mange har ment at Rock mannen som skapte Bowies alter ego Ziggy Stardust. Det han overhovedet ikke enig I.
I helped take what he presented to me and I helped get it over, no doubt. But Ziggy Stardust in all senses, in the styling, in the costuming, in the it was entirely David's. I was more like Joseph Goebbels. I could get it out there. I mean, that's what I did. I did not create in any way, sense or form. David created Ziggy Stardust.
Mange av stjernene har fotografert går for å være svært vanskelig å ha med å gjøre. Lou Reed en av dem. Men Mick Rock fikk fram den mykere siden ved Lou, nemlig hundeelskeren. I galleriet henger et bilde hvor Reed kjøper sin andre dvergdachs, The Baron, som skulle holde den første, The Duke, med selskap. På bildet sitter Lou I en stol I dyrebutikken og holder den lille valpen mens pengene ligger på bordet.
Bingo. And it, obviously that's a $100 bill. Must have cost him $200 or $300, which was quite a lot of money in 1976. Anyway, got the dog. Dog's moves in, the Baron the Duke. But the thing about the Duke is he keeps on growing. They slipped him a regular one, which was a cheaper dog. Of course, he loved the dog by then, but it's all right, Lou, with a dog. I mean, it's against his image, but it's sweet. It's innocent, and it's gold.
Artisten han har fotografert har aldri bedt Mick Rock om å ikke publisere bilder. Han skjønner selv hva som kan puttes I en bok eller I et galleri.
No, they never have. Yeah, but I wouldn't put. I'll show you something I wouldn't put in.
Det henger et bilde av David Bowie som gir oralsex til gitaren til Mick Ronson, Bowies faste gitarist på 70-tallet. Men ett bilde hvor den samme Ronson ser ut til å ta Bowie bakfra på et hotellrom kommer aldri til å komme ut.
I mean, you haven't seen any pictures of rock stars groping each other. You don't know of any. Then why they may exist, but you've never seen any. So I can't. It's just silliness, you know. I'm not in the business of offending anybody. Lydverket mandag til torsdag klokka 8.